This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are live, my friends, broadcasting worldwide on this live June 11th, 2020, Thursday transmission. And this broadcast is a major benchmark, a major signpost on where we are. This particular broadcast and all the things that have come together marks a new level of the globalist criminal operation unraveling in front of our eyes, and them, like degenerate gamblers or cornered rats, doubling down every time. The level of total AI censorship and control, off the charts. Parents groups criticizing pedophile story time at their school, banned on Facebook for just even criticizing it. The military brass turning against the president publicly, signaling that they'll support a coup. An actual warlord now in control of a large part of Seattle, beating people up on the news to enforce his new police department's edicts. And Antifa saying it's a wonderful new benchmark. You cannot make this stuff up. And then John Rappaport yesterday played some clips. We posted the video that's undoubtedly going to get banned on YouTube to ban.video. New York undercover nurse confirms COVID-19 criminal hoax. She's in the epicenter of the epicenter of the epicenter of where the main deaths are, and she says the people didn't have COVID and they were putting ventilators on the people and killing them to jack up the numbers, and she has the video. She's going to be on Tucker Carlson tonight, I'll just tell you that. And that's what InfoWars serves as, is that incubator to do the research, find the intel, the listeners send it to us, we put it out to millions, and then it ends up on Limbaugh and Tucker. And that's why Media Matters hates us so much, and always as you're pointing that out. But it's the audience that's getting the word out and supporting us to have a platform like Band.Video, so that all these nurses and doctors and people coming out exposing the COVID hoax have a shot and have a chance to be able to respond to all this evil. So I have a list of five videos from the video that's at Band.Video that you should really share to expose these criminals that we're going to be playing when we come back at the start of the next segment. But again, it's New York undercover nurse confirms COVID-19 criminal hoax. Let me explain this in very calm words. COVID-19 is not just a criminal hoax to lock down the economy and transfer power to the globalists and their medical tyranny. Over half the people that died in the United States were in nursing homes where they took people with pneumonia or the flu and put them in there saying they had COVID-19, knowing it would kill people. Just like walking up to somebody and shooting them in the head with a shotgun. And the doctors told them, don't do this. And it turns out at least 10 Democrat states did it and are still doing it. These people are next-level, cold-blooded killers. They know what they're doing. And I've had nightmares about this particular issue because they're not just aborting babies or keeping babies alive and selling their organs. They premeditatedly knew they weren't going to have any death counts. And so they sent people that had the flu or pneumonia to nursing homes. Young people. To infect. And I remember hearing that 4 months ago in Italy, nurses came out and said they're sending people that have tested positive supposedly or have other respiratory problems here to the nursing homes. They want dead people. This is on purpose. She said they're using people as incubators to spread it. And they did. This was all planned, folks. This is so eugenics next level. And the House of Cards is coming down. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. Four 144 Earth rotations until the most historic election in world history, a referendum on nationalism, the free market, and the Renaissance, and Christendom versus the technocracy and the post-human nightmare world of the New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, June 11th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones, with my intrepid crew, here only because of your support and God's blessings. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you, and I thank you. Okay. I've said this 100 times, this is so true, and I'm going to say it again today. The only way to start the broadcast. I've been on air 26 years. And the first 5, 6, 7 years, I never said, this is the biggest show I've ever done. This is the craziest. And then about 20 years ago, maybe once or twice, every couple of years, I'd say this is the biggest thing we've ever done. This is the craziest time in world history. But now as the quickening accelerates, I'm saying it every month, then every week, now every day. But what's happening and the confluence of insanity and world government and mark of the beast and just pedophiles coming out in the open, war, rumors of war, all of this is just off the charts insane, and it's going to get more insane every week, every day, every month going out from here. So now's the time to get right with God. I almost don't want to tell you what's coming up today because it's all so important, because I don't want to take away from the first big thing we're going to cover, that is the biggest enchilada ever. It's so seismic, it's so huge. And I feel guilty that I have not done more on this. And when you hear me cover, you'll go, you talk about it constantly. Yeah, but this is such an over-the-top cult-level exercise of power over us that if people don't hang for this, and I mean hang, then the blood's on our hands. Because it is a pissing in our face event. And it's not about being pushed around and then, oh, you get mad, so you got to do something because you're not going to push me around. It's about what comes next if we put up with this. There have been hundreds of medical doctors, hundreds, that have come out in Europe, the United States, Canada, the U.S., hundreds of nurses, prestigious university scientists, the head of the Rockefeller Hospital, the Cedars-Sinai clinic owners, they have all come out and said, we're having the normal amount of deaths from seasonal flu and pneumonia, and they're just putting all those in the COVID column, and these tests are fake. And Bill Gates is testing, the main testing factory has been shut down as a fraud. That's been confirmed. But still, the hoax goes forward. And now, another nurse at the epicenter of the epicenter of the supposed COVID-19 outbreak shot video of it all in the computers and in the operatories and in the beds, in the rooms, showing total premeditated criminal fraud. Not just saying people had COVID that didn't. She has all the tests. They'd test them three times, and they'd say, we don't care. Put COVID in, and then they'd run a tube down their throat. These are people that are healthy. And destroy their lungs and kill them. They've turned the hospitals into execution centers. You know, I've asked David Knight, who's a great guy. I've asked them all to go back to the old interviews from like 5 years ago and to get those nurses back on, or we'll open the phones up and, you know, have nurses contact us again, and we'll vet who they are and then have them on the air. It's whistleblowers, or they can go public. They can stay private or go public. But you understand, when they give preemies vaccines, about half the time they end up dying when they're little preemies. And they started this about 10 years ago under bioethics, new policies. Just a policy. And they give them the shots, and it kills them. And so they go, oh, we're going to save them. And they bring in ventilators to intubate the babies. And the doctors go, oh, no, the hospital board says don't do that. They're killing them because they want to set a precedent to have nurses that are involved in murder to build a core of killers. So I'm going to cover all this at the start of the next segment. I think the best thing to do is just play it from the beginning of the undercover report that's at man.video. We'll put it back on screen, and then I'll play some actual clips from it. But do you understand it's not just her? We know the whole track record. We know that doctors said don't send patients who have tested positive for COVID-19 but are asymptomatic to make them quarantine in a nursing home. That's insane, because if they have a normal pneumonia or flu, still it'll kill people. And they did it to get the death numbers up, and half of their 110,000 dead is people in nursing homes. Premeditated. And now we've got a nurse shot video of all of it inside the supposed epicenter of the epicenter. Red freaking handed, man. And I know the globalists are evil, but to watch them externalize their method and to get it down into the medical core, to all over the U.S., they have hospitals where they keep babies alive. The mother goes, okay, I don't want the baby. They go, fine, we're going to decide to terminate it. And then they keep it alive while they get orders for the organs, sometimes a month. And then they kill it and cut its goodies out. Holy hell. We're not going to get as bad as Nazi Germany. We're already past it, folks. It's just all hidden. And the globalists have committed crimes so ultra-massive, they think that they're going to get away with it because no one will be able to admit that it's so horrible and it's so evil and it's so over the top that it'll just become something we do. Like abortion or any of it. So it's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got Seattle now. A large part of the city is controlled by a self-described African warlord. And it's being endorsed by the left as a wonderful new thing. And there's videos of him running around. Can we go to his YouTube channel and show folks this guy? Running around, beating people up, calling himself and his armed goons the police department. I mean, this is just the absolute self-destructive, complete mental illness of the left. They create a total and complete collapsed society and call it liberation. And the Antifa says that they control this sector of the city, and they've appointed a black dictator over themselves. And then he explains how he's going to, quote, shoot everyone. I mean, this is joke level, ladies and gentlemen. And this is not satire. This is not fake. This guy's real. I went and looked it up. And this is the left's god. He says he's this Robin Hood guy that's going to kill the mayor and kill everybody and redistribute the money. in his rap songs, but then in the real world, he catches some Antifa guy tagging, and he says that's not authorized, so he beats him up and steals his phone as reparations. You cannot make it up, because the good people won't stand up and say no. The very worst you get collapsed societies is appeasement. So call everyone you know. Tell them to tune in, because we're going to lay it all out here today. Tucker Carlson came out last night and said we were all played. The virus, all of it's a hoax. All of it's a takeover fraud. Well, Tucker, you're a smart fella, but we were not all played. We said it was a stage fake virus, but it was being overhyped. And we analyzed the whole enchilada here on air, and that's why we're the most banned broadcast in the world. But we're glad that Tucker's leading the way now in mainstream news, exposing this fraud. He's going to have this nurse whistleblower that shot all the video on tonight. This is beyond bombshell. This should sink the whole New World Order if we expose it. But Fauci and Gates orchestrated the whole thing. They are mass serial killers.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For a criminal conspiracy to succeed, it must have the people involved either completely in league with the operation or compartmentalized, carrying out their task, believing that they're building something completely different than what they're actually constructing. I have reverse engineered the globalist operation. It's not been hard. Most of it's out in the open. It is so evil that I'm getting chills right now, and every hair on my body is standing up. And my mind tells me, pull my sword and go to work. We're going to do it with information. If you are under attack, stop denying it. But here's where they're going to fail. Imagine what big tech has done in the last 5 months of the COVID hoax, shutting down any debate about it. And Bill Gates putting out fake hydroxychloroquine studies saying it kills you and doesn't help you. And Fauci caught putting out fake studies about other drugs that actually hurt you when they knew hydroxychloroquine for any major pneumonia or serious other viral problem, that it's usually zinc deficiency, and that if you take it with zinc, it's almost 100%. They tried to keep that from you and use fake studies. And then you add it to everything else, the fake tests they put out that gave false positives in almost every case to again create the hysteria, and then have hospitals follow the UN policy, the UN. Usually this hospital does this, this one does that. They have different policies. They follow different ideas, different schools of thought. But the UN said you intubate them. If they come in with a fever and coughing, you stick a tube down their throat. And then right away they went, wait, that actually killed people in Europe. That doesn't work with this. Don't do that. Don't do that. Then turned out in these blue states, now 10 of them, they were following special recommendations from the UN about the pressure to sedate. And doctors started going, wait a minute. All the other studies show this will kill you. They were murdering people. Because once they can get doctors and nurses in on murdering people, they can corrupt them. And now in all those blue cities and states, the governors, the Democrats, the attorney generals like Letitia Gray, who ordered with the governor that you take people with pneumonia and supposed COVID-19 and all these other supposed viral problems, like the flu, into nursing homes, taking healthy, asymptomatic people, putting them in with the one group they had a chance at killing. Mega criminal, psychotic, premeditated. Too evil to fail, so they believe. Too horrible to admit. And then once they get you into a criminal conspiracy like that, and once the public doesn't stand up and say no, they can do anything. And now those governors in Michigan and New York and California and Pennsylvania and other areas have said, you hospitals and nursing homes, shut your mouth. We're going to indict you for letting people die. That's criminal energy. You can make a joke and watch a 1980s G.I. Joe where Cobra's like, I will release a virus that's actually harmless, but then I will kill people in the medical facilities, corrupting all the doctors and taking control. You say, oh, that's a ridiculous plot. They did it. And they've been caught. So here's Tucker Carlson last night. The full 12 minutes is up on InfoWars.com. Tucker Carlson, we were all played, and then we're going to show you pieces of the documentary from Journeyman Films, who's been censored before. That former head virologist at Rockefeller Hospital was on there, you know, laying out all this, and they took that down. So Journeyman Films are heroes. Hate to even single them out, give them attention, but they're getting tens of millions of views. They're the ones going out and interviewing just randomly. They go to hospitals everywhere and just talk to nurses and doctors. They go, oh, yeah, it's all fraud. They've got dozens of people they've interviewed. It's incredible. And anything we think is going to get banned, we grab and put on banned-out video. And, of course, stuff we predict gets taken down. I predict this will be taken down. I'm surprised it's still up there. The hospital's not responded. So let's hear from Tucker Carlson. Then we're going to get to the documentary they don't want you to see, where she shows video off the computer screens, negative, 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 and they order them to say it's positive, and then they put a tube down their throat and blow their lungs out because they got all that money, $39,000 for intubating, $14,000 for saying they had a sick patient. That's 52,000 clams. But it's about the corruption. It's about the human sacrifice. It's about the evil. Because they want to fully corrupt those hospitals where they can get away with anything. This is a testing process, a laboratory, a laboratory. Here is Tucker last night.
Millions of Americans remain subjected to unprecedented restrictions on their personal lives, their daily lives, their families' lives. The coronavirus lockdowns continue in many places. You may not know that because it gets no publicity, but it's true. And if you're living under it, you definitely know. As a result of this, tens of millions of people are now unemployed. A huge number of them have no prospects of working again. Many thousands of small businesses are closed and will never reopen. More Americans have become dependent on drugs and alcohol, seen their marriages dissolve, become clinically depressed. Some of them delayed their weddings. Others were banned by the government from burying their loved ones in funerals. Some Americans will die of cancer because they couldn't get cancer screenings. Some unknown number have taken their own lives in despair. Others have flooded the streets to riot because bottled up rage and frustration take many forms. The cost of shutting down the United States and denying our citizens desperately needed contact with one another is hard to calculate, but the cost has been staggering. The people responsible for doing all of this say they have no regrets about it. We faced a global calamity, they say. COVID-19 was the worst pandemic since the Spanish flu. That flu killed 50 million people. We had no choice. We did the right thing. That's what they're telling us. Is it true? The answer to that question matters, not just because the truth always matters, but because the credibility of our leaders is at stake here. This is the biggest decision they have made in our lifetimes. They were able to make it. They rule because we let them. Their power comes from us. So the question now and always is, are they worthy of that power? That's not a conversation they want to have. And right now, they don't have to have that conversation because right now, all of us are distracted and mesmerized by the woke revolution underway outside. They just created a separate country in Seattle, huh? And as we said, we'll bring you the latest on that in just a minute. But we do think it's worth, for a minute, taking a pause to assess whether or not they were, in fact, lying to us about the coronavirus and our response to it. And the short answer is this. Yes, they were definitely lying. As a matter of public health, we can say conclusively the lockdowns were not necessary. In fact, we can prove that. And here's the most powerful evidence. States that never locked down at all, states where people were allowed to live like Americans and not cower indoors alone, in the end turned out no worse than states that had mandatory quarantines, the state you probably live in.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the ultimate cherry on top. All run by the UN, all premeditated, all standardized. And remember, in all the blue states particularly, you couldn't see your family member in the hospital or at the nursing home while they were bringing people in that were positive with pneumonias to kill your family. That's the cherry on top. You can't come because you might have it, but someone that does have it, we want to bring them, but you can't be here, so they could kill them. Study the hospital and nursing home workers to see who was against it, who wasn't. And now this nurse noticed that and saw that they were testing to see who would be part of the criminal conspiracy. They're building an army of psychotic murderers through medical tyranny. And they're coming for you and your family. It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Evil doesn't make sense until you immerse yourself in how it operates and how it corrupts others to join it. And if you look at Bill Gates publicly promoting, kill granny, kill old people, and depopulate the planet, and then you learn that he wrote the actuaries and the battle plan with the NIH and with the UN on record and ran the Wuhan lab and ran the weaponized COVID-19 operation. So they'd have the whole response all programmed out. But you also want to then corrupt the medical facilities and have them sign on to your evil operation, because now they're going to defend it no matter what because they don't want to go to prison. This is how you set people up. And they had tabletop exercises, lockstep 10 years ago, 7 months ago, Event 201. And I said, this is a drill. There's going to be new Chimera COVIDs released, and then Gates is going to own it. And then sure enough, he went on Colbert a few months after I said that and said, oh, this is kind of a drill. This is just event one. The big event's coming. Terrorists are going to release a weaponized form of this. But don't worry, I'll have a vaccine for you. And he's got it. Then he'll be the savior, and then the precedent set for forced inoculations. I've already studied them so much, I'm inside their head. I know exactly what they're going to do next. And they can't stand it. They literally have nightmares about this broadcast at night because we are inside their heads, and we know what we're doing. Because these psychos formulaically lay this out. It's like watching a movie, and you've not read the script, but you know how it ends. It's so obvious when you're watching a whodunit or something that, oh, it's the good guy that's the bad guy. And at the end, you find that out. I mean, Fauci was involved in the whole AIDS operation and depopulation. The damn person is a master criminal. He's a monster. And Trump just inherits the national health system and doesn't understand that every bureaucracy is just absolutely full of these people. But the medical system is where it's pure. I've always told you folks at the top, the eugenicists have taken over the medical system. That's the real power. That's why 10 years ago, 15 years ago, they got rid of the Hippocratic Oath in Europe and the U.S. of do no harm. I remember I was on Joe Rogan last year, and I said, no, they actually keep babies alive, and then it's a legal term, and they simply say, we keep them comfortable. And we ask the mother, do you want to resuscitate? And if she doesn't want to resuscitate, well, then we keep the baby comfortable, and then the mother just goes home. Well, what does that mean? They keep it alive. Then they harvest its organs. And Joe watched the clip, read about it, and got totally freaked out. But he's not a psychotic killer, so for him it was hard to believe until he found out they tried to pass a bill in Congress to say you can't keep a baby alive after it's born and harvest its organs, and the bill did not pass. And it became a big national news story. Why would they want to do that? Because it's about power. And what you do to the least of us, you do to me, Christ said. Start with the little children. Or God said, I will kill your ass. In a very horrible way. Tie a big ass rock around your neck and throw yourself in the ocean. That's a better place to be than what God says he'll do to you when you attack the little ones. Suffer the little ones. All right, let's start getting into it. Let's start getting to the clips. Here's the documentary. It's up on YouTube for now. They've already taken a bunch of journeyman pictures, interviews with medical doctors and others down, and the former head virologist at Rockefeller Hospital and all the rest of it. Perspectives on Pandemic, the Undercover Epicenter Nurse, Episode 9. I mean, Project Veritas is amazing. These journeyman pictures just, I probably spent 20 hours on their site. And it's all public interest. I didn't even ask them. I've just been posting their stuff that I know is going to get taken down. And sure enough, whenever we end up posting a band-up video, gets taken down. I mean, they're going to take this down. Or maybe it's too obvious now, but this nurse has all the video. She has all the proof of the total criminal activity. So let's go ahead and go to the intro of the film. Again, it's at band.video as well. Our headline is New York Undercover Nurse Confirms COVID-19 is Criminal Hoax. Share that link now, ladies and gentlemen. Expose the murderers. Bring down the criminals. They think you're weak. They think you won't hand share it. They think they can dominate you. And they're still killing people all over the U.S. in hospitals. And they're going to keep jacking up the death numbers forever, calling it COVID. Incentivizing the hospitals to be part of the bounty on people. So here's a part of the documentary. Perspective of the Pandemic, Episode 9. The Epicenter Nurse Conversation. John Kirby does the interview. This is May of this year. Projects Against Censorship, please share, download, and replatform. Which we've done.
Almost from the onset of the coronavirus epidemic in the United States, New York has been described as the epicenter of the outbreak, and Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, the epicenter of the epicenter.
Obviously, Elmhurst Hospital in Queens is right now the epicenter within the epicenter.
Elmhurst Hospital is the epicenter of the epicenter.
And Elmhurst Hospital is really at the center of this crisis here in the city and in the country, with doctors desperately trying to keep up with the growing number of patients as supplies dwindle.
And you see the black body bags? You say, what's in there? It's Elmhurst Hospital. Must be supplies. It's not supplies. It's people.
Also, from the beginning of the crisis, ventilators were described as essential life-saving equipment, initially in short supply.
You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators.
I knew that every person who needed a ventilator and didn't get one would die.
But why does New York, and Elmhurst in particular, appear to have been hit so much harder than other places in the United States? And were ventilators ever the right approach to treating COVID-19, especially once we realized that 60 to 90% of those vented do not survive? The experience and observations of nurse Erin Olszewski seem to offer some answers to these pressing questions, while simultaneously providing frontline information about a number of other hot-button topics, including the disproportionate number of COVID deaths among Americans of color, the distortions surrounding do not resuscitate orders, the disregard for personal protective equipment standards, and the clustering of COVID positive with COVID negative patients, which she witnessed again and again, and the tremendous amount of nosocomial or hospital acquired infections that resulted.
Erin Olszewski. We're going to come back and go through the documentary, ladies and gentlemen, some of the key clips, but premeditated. Same policy, every blue state. Bring in people that have it or have pneumonia or have the flu. Stick them with old people. I mean, this is like you grow magic mushrooms on cow manure. Or you grow corn on a certain type of black soil. Or you put milk in your coffee. I mean, this is standard procedure. This is 100% to kill people. And it's done premeditatedly. And again, the moral doctors and people said, you can't do this. Just like until 10 years ago, you didn't give premature babies vaccines. You didn't give pregnant women vaccines. It's well known it causes miscarriages. Now they say, oh, give a pregnant woman two flu shots. They just want to get you used to them killing you. Do you understand that? And having everybody follow orders. My dad owned a hospital in Dallas with a group of doctors. And he learned the hospital. He was a small hospital he owned in Garland / Rowlett in Mesquite. They weren't killing people, but he was told through the grapevine they were killing people in Dallas for their organs. He later came out on 60 Minutes, what my dad told me. They'll kill you. Do you understand that?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Talking to the crew about the Democratic Party and all these sick murderers trying to bring down InfoWars, and how Letitia James up there in New York, their evil, evil, evil attorney general, ordered the nursing homes under criminal penalty to bring in COVID-19 patients so they could just devastate those people. It's a badge of honor that that criminal is trying to get me indicted up in New York. And running around lying about us and saying we have a COVID-19 cure, that's a damn lie. I've been exposing COVID-19 as a hoax from the beginning. It's a badge of honor that criminals like Newsom and Cuomo hate my guts. They are serial killer scum. They are premeditated mafias that run by a playbook that makes Jeffrey Dahmer look like he wasn't premeditated. These are premeditated people following a globalist handbook, and playbook to literally have life and death power over everyone. It's what they want. It's who they are. They're anti-human exterminists. But they've got a problem. There are all these doctors and nurses that aren't evil. And they're not going to follow what the bioethics boards tell them to kill preemies. You always hear about crazy nurses and doctors that are killing kids, and you always see old movies and stuff about the mad scientist doctor doing experiments. That's because that really goes on. The highest level of psychotics is in the medical field. There's also a high degree of good people. That's why it used to all be charity. Ron Paul used to do a third of his work for $2 a night, and the media tried to cover that up. But up until the time he was retiring in the 80s, doctors did at least a third of their work for about $2 a day. A third of the time you'd go into the hospital, the dentist office, wherever. I mean, my dad still did this till he retired. He gave about a third of his dentistry for free. Then he had people around the block wanting free dentistry. You were supposed to do that when he went to medical school. They don't do that anymore. You know, it's about getting as much money out of you as they can. Now, are the doctors bad? Are the nurses bad? No, not by and large. But there is an element, like Governor Northam, who ran the baby organ harvesting statewide. That's why he was put in as governor. He's evil. Why do you think Rand Paul runs around, even as a U.S. senator, volunteers weeks a year to do free eye surgeries? Because he's a doctor. He's an honorable person. A lot of doctors on my dad's side of the family. And I remember hearing the stories about them going out in their little buggy and going around, you know, the county in East Texas and doing free medical stuff. Because that's what you did. That's a priest class. Not anymore. It's a big, dirty operation. It's the number one killer of Americans. Still a lot of great doctors, a lot of great treatments. But it's being taken over by evil. It's rotting. Like an apple that used to be perfectly good, half of it's rotten and has worms in it. You can slice it in half and have the good half still, but soon the whole thing's going to be mush. We got to get the seeds out while we still can and plant a new apple tree. But here's the big news. Oh, wave two. Oh, gosh, Trump shouldn't have rallies. Oh, keep the economy shut down. It's all over. Oh, it's all Trump's fault, COVID-19. Fauci says never leave your house again, never shake hands again. It's a cult. Second wave, spook stock market. Mnuchin, we can't shut again. You do it, the depression will be 10 times worse. It's already going to be bad, boys and girls. Let's start going to the clubs. Here is this wonderful nurse, full video on InfoWars.com. Here's Aaron talking about, with video she shot, on her phone, of the negative test, but them still calling it a COVID patient. Now, other doctors have gone public and said that, too. This is criminal activity, but they're all doing it in blue states because they've been green lit. And they're comfortable enough in green states, blue states, to green light doing this and to kill these people. But the nurses and people are compartmentalized, and they're like, what the hell are you doing? Here it is.
I am pulling up like their laboratory results. So if you look here, you'll see COVID-19 bioreference lab. Here are the test results. As you can see, 5-1-2020 at 17-16, not detected. They test for a second time, 5-4-2020 at 17-59, not detected. So both of those are negative. Scroll up to the top. This is my patient. They are on a vent, and they are being called COVID-19 confirmed. Droplet in contact and eye protection.
So this person is droplet.
I want to come back to that. And you get $53,000 when you say it's COVID and when you stick a tube down their throat. And then the setting by the WHO is a setting never before seen that destroys lungs. And they go, well, it says for COVID, you know, WHO, they're the only authority. And the WHO says zinc doesn't help, vitamin D doesn't help, vitamin C doesn't help. The FBI SWAT teaming medical doctors that are giving people vitamin C, even though it's a known treatment, hundreds of studies, they're allowed. The FBI's like, get on the ground, because We need to kill some people. Now, the average FBI agent doesn't know all this medical stuff, but this is known, folks. Like, if you don't floss your teeth, you get cavities. You smoke three packs of cigarettes a day, you're going to get lung cancer. I mean, this is known. Don't play in traffic. Remember, at first the media is like, it's a conspiracy. We don't get more money. And then USA Today checked it. $52,000 plus, bare minimum. That's a pretty good number for a hitman. You can hire a pretty good hitman for $50,000. You can hire a real one. You know the right folks to ask, and if the hit's approved. And it's not approved by the mafia, not the one you think. Now, think about that. You can go hire some highly decorated Green Beret to go kill who you want killed for $20,000. But the hospitals get $52,000 to kill you because they think you're going to take it. Are you going to take it? Here, let's keep going. You think you might want to share the video at Bandai Video? Like a third world hospital. That's why they keep the families out, because these are extermination-based. These is a mass euthanasia operation test. Here it is.
Reality.
I compare this hospital to a third world country. I've been in a third world country hospital in Iraq. The Iraq hospital is better than this one. And that says a lot. I've been there. I've been in both hospitals.
That's right. She's an Army veteran, wounded in combat, too. So let's talk about this. Why do they want to keep you out? Because they're putting COVID patients with people that aren't, and then they have actuaries all over Europe and here. Nurses, again, in Italy, 3-4 months ago, were like, well, they're putting people in the elderly wing that are asymptomatic to spread it. And the nurses would call other hospitals. It's happening there. Yes, they're doing it here, too. It's on purpose, folks. Wow. And here she is saying good nurses are outnumbered. Because I told you, folks, the average nurses are, they're in the drugs, they're in the liquor. They're having sex with the doctors, what's going on. And this is party time. They're getting bonuses right now. Here it is. From the nurse. Here it is.
There are good nurses that work there, too. Like, I have made good friends with a lot of the nurses that do work there. There's good people, but they're outnumbered.
What happens? People come in, like this 37-year-old, and what was he complaining of, or what was going
respiratory
on?
Respiratory distress. He didn't have COVID either. He did not have COVID.
And how do we know that?
I took care of him. I have the same type of results from his chart as I do with my other patient.
It was like the day before intubation, he was fine on the rebreather.
And then they intubated, and then he got a needle, and then they went in a test tube, and then
and now he's 37 years old and dead.
That's what I'm seeing. Like, all these negative tests, and they're putting them on these vents. Hopeful that they'll get it. They're being put on these COVID floor. It's murder. It straight up is. It is setting these people up for failure based on.
I should have told you up front that this is a snuff film. She got really freaked out by this and started recording the people they were killing, which is what you should do. I mean, and then she tried to warn people, tried to talk to the hospital. They just said, shut up. But luckily, Journeyman Films knows to just go around any hospital and just start asking questions. They're like, yeah, we're murdering people in there. It's all around you. I know it's horrible. I don't want to admit this. It's all true, though. It's all true. And Trump's got to admit he got conned. He's got to call for all their arrests. Fauci, all of them, need to be arrested, indicted, convicted, and then executed.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.